seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to Matthew chapter 6 and the 32nd verse. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. First of all, beloved friends, the Saviour, the Lord Jesus himself, speaks this word of solemn reproof to those, not just the Gentiles, but two of the Greeks, and those that knew not him and his wondrous works. Because he says here, after all these things do the Gentiles seek. He was speaking of that searching point in the previous verses where he says, wherefore God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? You see, these that he was speaking to in solemn reproof had no faith. What did they say? Wherefore, we find this, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? They were so concerned about what they were going to eat and what they were going to drink and how they were going to be clothed, rather than considering that the Lord was in control of all things and their eyes should be heavenward looking to him. But because they had no faith, all they thought about, and this is the theme of the world today, and a man by nature, of what they're going to eat, or what they're going to drink, or what they're going to be clothed with, when we should be concerned with those things that are eternal. Now, what was really laid upon me quite powerfully thinking of the service this afternoon was this latter part. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Now there are some very vital points in this. First of all, how wonderful it was that the Saviour should speak to his dear disciples and those that loved him, reminding them that they had a Father in heaven, a heavenly Father, who cares for them and would provide all that they need. And we also read, didn't we? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, what the Gentiles were concerned with here were just time things, when they should have been concerned about those things that were eternal. But the first point I want to look at then is your heavenly Father. One there is above all other, you see, that well deserves the name of friend. And secondly, that he knoweth all thy need. And thirdly, that he was able to supply all that they needed. And think of those three vital things. Now, if we are rightly exercised and born again and quickened by the Holy Spirit, we have a heavenly Father. And you know one of the offices of a father naturally is to care for his children and his loved ones. And so the Lord here is speaking that he to these dear exercised godly souls, your heavenly Father. And my great concern was when the text dropped in that the Lord would speak that to you and to me today. You may be very troubled about your soul's standing. You may be very troubled whether you're in the narrow way, whether you're one of the Lord's dear children. But if you've got a heavenly Father, poor soul, it's an evidence, a blessed evidence, that you're one of his dear children. Your heavenly Father. And may the Holy Spirit whisper that. You see, it was a wonderfully confirming word to those that truly feared the Lord. And as the Saviour spake it, and never man spake like this man. And how the dear Redeemer continually was looking heavenwards to do the will of his Father and each one of his dear children while they're in this earth will ever desire to do his will, not their own. We know we've got an old nature that has its own will and own way. But oh, what a mercy when grace abounds. So may the Lord whisper this to your soul and mine. It was very sweet when the Lord dropped it in. For your heavenly Father. Well, let me come low. Do you desire the Lord would say that to you and to me this afternoon? Your heavenly Father. Because, you see, this is what the child of God will continually want to know, that the Lord is their heavenly Father, personally. You know, you can look, at those of us that got children, you can look at other people's children, but you can't say, well, they're your children or my children. But we can look at our own, which God has given us. And that we can say, well, they're my son or my daughter, because the Lord has given them to us. They can look at us as children and say, well, they're my father and my mother. There's that wonderful relationship, you see. And think about it spiritually. The Lord's dear children have a blessed relationship with their heavenly Father in heaven. They deal with him. Just as a little child will deal with its mother or its father. So the real child of God has dealings with their heavenly Father. And we think of what the dear hymn writer said, and may it be our constant concern and exercise and burden, my God, my Father, blissful name, oh, may I call thee mine, may I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Is that your prayer and desire today? Because if it is, poor soul, the Lord will convey to you as you journey through this wilderness that he is your heavenly Father. And here the Saviour was confirming it to his dear disciples and to those that heard him, that feared his holy name in these sermons on the Mount. For your heavenly Father, and this was the difference, you see, between those Gentiles and those that only sought natural things. And you know, as we're born by nature, that's what we do, don't we? We immediately say, and what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? You know, that's the natural ambition of man. They want to feed themselves, they want to drink, they want clothing for this and for that. But you know, these children that are spoken of in this text, your heavenly Father, he can feed them with heavenly provender. Oh yes. Heavenly food. What did Jesus say while he walked this earth? I have meat to eat that ye know not of. He was continually fed by his Father in heaven. And in his soul, you see, he had a soul just like we have. And you think in your poor soul this afternoon, do you not need heavenly food? Well, look at it in this way. He comes, so I will name it. You think of naturally, you know, we need food, don't we? We need drink. It's vital to our bodies. There are many poor persons throughout the earth that are starving. They've nothing to eat, nothing to drink. And what happens? Eventually the body will come right down and die because of lack of it. Look at it spiritually. It's vital to our souls for our Heavenly Father to feed us. Oh, it is. And what will the child of God feed on? Well, they feed upon a precious Jesus. He's their meat and their drink, their all. Everything they need is in a precious Jesus. Could you say this afternoon, or do you desire to say, and do I, he is my meat and my drink, my life, my portion, my all. And there's a real feeding by faith, you see. And this is where the difference was between those that he reproves in the first part of the text. They had no faith. They just looked at time things. Their eyes were never heavenward. But these he speaks to, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Feeding upon the sufferings of the dear Redeemer. What did he say? Except ye eat my flesh and drink my blood, there is no life in you. And that doesn't just mean, though it does apply to sitting at the Lord's table. It applies of eating it by faith and being partakers of that heavenly food. Christ, thy meat and my drink. But then there's a feeding upon the Holy Word of God. You know, when the Holy Spirit whispers a word into the sinner's heart, and the Lord knows what they need, as I want to look at in a moment, he knows just how to feed them. And he knows that word they need from the Lord himself. Maybe those of you come, we sung it the other day, didn't we? Show me a token for good. David prayed it, show me some token, Lord, for good. You want something from the Lord, a token of his everlasting love, a word from heaven that you can feed on. I often look back, and I know I've mentioned it maybe before, but I often look back in my teenage days, you know, and they were the days of our espousal. They were blessed days. And you know, there was such a feeding upon the precious word of God. If only we had a little of it again. Go up to the sanctuary and that which was read. I thought about when our dear brother read those two sacred psalms this morning. And one felt personally such food in them for a hungry soul. And you see, when you come up hungry, like for the meal, or whether it's dinner time, or breakfast, or tea, or whenever, and you're really hungry, it's then you appreciate the food, isn't it? And you know, when the soul goes into the house of God, hungering and thirsting, and we look back to those early days, it was give me Christ or else I die. No, hymns we sung, they seemed to enter right into what we needed. And your Heavenly Father knows that, you see, what you need. It's like a loving father will know what his dear children need of natural food and natural care, doesn't he? For so the Heavenly Father, the Lord, knows the needs of each of his dear children. So we find here your Heavenly Father knoweth. But then there's a feeding too upon his sufferings, Christ's sufferings and death. He doesn't mean anything to the natural professor of religion. They can read of it. They say, well, we know Christ suffered. We know he bled, and I speak this with much reverence, and died. But they don't know anything of it saving them. It's no food to them. It's a solemn thing, you know, if we go in and out of chapel and it's never food to our souls. What shall we eat? You know, the world and man by nature can feed upon pleasures, feed upon the world, feed upon sport, feed upon the things of time. The real child of God wants much more than that. It's none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. Your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, and many other things we can illustrate which the living child of God will feed on, and your Heavenly Father will grant it, you see. Oh, he will. Just briefly, but Jeremiah said, didn't he? Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And there are times with the sweet promises of the Lord, which the Lord gives his dear children, when it's sweeter than honey and the honeycomb to their souls. And that's a wonderful thing, you know. And you need to prize it and bless the Lord for such times. And you won't forget them. Oh no. And then under the ministry, oh how sweet it is. And do you come up looking for what the text is going to be, whether it's going to be suited to your very soul's need? Well, the Lord knows. Let us look just briefly at them. He knoweth, you see. It's been with me much since we had the break-in on Friday at the chapel, and I came down here and I thought, well, there's one thing. The Lord knew. He knows. He sits on no precarious throne nor bars leave to be. And I could see in it all mercy through it all, really, you know. You see, it's to keep us well exercised, isn't it? Your Heavenly Father knoweth. Now think of what you may be in this afternoon. You may say, well, no man knows. I try and take it to the Lord. I try and spread it before him. Maybe even your nearest and dearest to you don't know. But the Lord knows. There are things, you know, that are between the soul of the child of God and the Lord and nobody else. And some things, you know, we carry and carry for years. And they're just between us and the Lord. And he knows that. And he knows exactly how to confirm the sinner. He knows how to blot out all their many sins that trouble them. He knows just how they feel. And just how their cries are going out unto him hourly. Your Heavenly Father knoweth. And you may be in something today and you may say, well, why has all this come? Why does this trouble me? Why does that trouble me? I'm so perplexed and wonder whether I'm in the way at all. But your Heavenly Father knoweth. Oh, he does. Nothing is hid from him, you see. Our life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. It's all known to him. Your Heavenly Father knoweth. And may this be a confirming word to your soul this afternoon. Your Heavenly Father knoweth. And he knows when you're walking alone and walking in darkness, walking in distress, walking in affliction. Your Heavenly, and he knows your thoughts. I know the thoughts, he said, I think toward you. He has his thoughts toward you, and he knows what your thoughts are to him, poor soul. You see, the Lord has eternal thoughts toward his dear children. This is why the Saviour says, your Heavenly Father knoweth. He knoweth. Job had to say it, didn't he, in the midst of all his trial, but he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And the Lord looked upon it all, you see. We so often, and I come in guilty at times in it, but we so often look at this and we look at that, and we begin to sink, don't we? But you see, the Lord sees the end from the beginning. Oh, he does. And many issues that may trouble you this afternoon, you may say, well, I can't see any end in them. But you see, the Lord knows the end from the beginning. And he knew it with Job. And he knew as soon as Satan entered and tried to destroy dear Job, the Lord knew what the issue would be, and he would come forth as gold. Oh, he did. Your Heavenly Father knoweth. And may this be a confirming word to your soul, you see, and I feel it this afternoon, that he would so apply this, because it's a wonderful confirming word. To a poor, needy, dejected sinner, your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. There may be those of you, and let me clear the ground on it, that are so concerned about your soul and the Lord feeding you and giving you the waters of salvation. And yet there are those things in providence that trouble you. And concern you. When you think of our godly forefathers, excuse me, how dependent they were, and this is what the Lord is setting before them, you see. They got to be dependent upon the Lord, their Heavenly Father, not only for the time things, which were vital, their food, their drink, their clothing, but to those things that were eternal. And it's a wonderful thing to look back, you see, and see how your Heavenly Father has known the times when you've been in deep need in providence, deep need in the family, deep need in the Church of God, and deep need in the pathway. Your Heavenly Father knoweth, and how He supplied that need. What are we seeing? My every need He richly will supply, nor will His mercy ever let me die. What did the Apostle Paul say? My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And here we have the dear Saviour Himself saying, for your Heavenly Father, not somebody else's. This is where it's so personal, you see, and so vital to the Lord's dear children. Your Heavenly Father. I don't know what you may be in this afternoon, poor soul. You may have sins stacked against you like mountains. But He knoweth those sins that trouble you. And He can wash them all away in a moment. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And when that blood is sweetly applied, you know, all that sin will be gone. The mountains will just flow down. Oh, they will. For your Heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Not some things, all these things. It's comprehensive, you see. It reaches out to everything the real child of God needs, both for time and for eternity. Well, I've scratched around the surface of it. I'll leave it for your prayerful meditation. I've only touched it, really. But may the sacredness of it and the blessedness of it be applied to each of our souls. And then there will be something for you to go on with through the week. Because in it will be everything you need. It's give me Christ or else I die.